702 Drive. Let's take a look back then on another day of, I would say, low drama compared to the high drama of yesterday, but certainly an intense day of navigation and negotiation for the African National Congress, for the markets, and indeed for the citizens of South Africa as people trying to get their heads around what may be a time of dramatic political change. Political analyst Ongama Mthimkhe joins us now on the line from Gqeberha. And a very good afternoon to you, and thanks for giving us your time, Ongama. What do you make of the NEC postponing the meeting? We now have a fixed time, it would seem, in as much as these things can be fixed for Sunday. The NWC will look through things alongside the ANC's top six, which is a top five for some time now. But what do you think went on today that led to this? Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, John, and to your listeners. I think that the postponement reflects the fact that the Cyril Ramaphosa camp are still trying to find one another, probably, on how best to deal with the crisis that they are facing. And I think that the contradictions that seemed to be apparent between Gwede Mandashe and Paul Mashatile in terms of an account of the rationale for absence of the president and what that means in terms of the program of the NEC suggests the need for situational leadership, which is quick and is lacking at the moment because of the fact that even the president himself is two minds about, what to do. I think that the lack of a clear plan with which camps can be engaged in terms of process of either exit or a strategy to fight is making matters worse in terms of, this apparent lack of direction.
Let's look at it from the perspective of, let's call it, the president's camp, which, as you say, has to itself agree on what the president should do. Is there any scenario that you can see, Ongama, in which the president can do anything other than defer the point at which he ultimately would have to resign? Or is there a strategic path, whatever we may think of it morally and ethically, sure, by which he could not only get out of this jam, but A, remain president of the ANC, and B, lead them to the 2024 national elections?
John, the president's camp, across the spectrum in the ANC, is paying a heavy price for failing to have a clear succession plan, which is focused on securing the strategic focus areas around rebuilding, for example, of institutions, which President Cyril Ramaphosa has championed. The true test of a leader is what happens when they are gone, and preparations then for someone to take over and build from what they have achieved almost have to start the day they set their foot in office. That they are found in a position where they do not envisage, at this stage at least, a seamless candidate who could be positioned now that their main person is facing a crisis of this nature, shows that there is no strategic thinking beyond the warm bodies that are around the power table in that camp, or in fact across the board. And part of the reason why they are resisting the president's apparent intention to resign,
yes,
is precisely because there is no plan, and that plan is being exposed now. And it shows, John, that the ANC is concerned at any given time about which leader to lead, as opposed to what kind of idea from a party building and from a future-focused point of view is being pursued.
Let's focus our attention then once again, Ongama Mthimkhe, on what the NEC might do on Sunday. Some cans have been kicked down the road already, but certainly the one thing you would say about the ANC is they never do run out of cans.
First of all, President Cyril Ramaphosa needs to think clearly about what he wants to propose to his camp, as well as the opposing camp. One, I think that if he had a proposal like, for example, comrades, we have a conference in 2 weeks' time, let's close rank in parliament, but here's my exit plan. Or he engages engage across the factional divide to say it's not desirable for the ANC to effect leadership change in parliament. So let's save the people of South Africa from the stability of having to deal with two changes within a short period of time, and rather explore an option in which we are going to manage it at a party level.
Yes.
And make sure that there's a seamless transition. Unless he is clear about that, John, he puts everybody on a tailspin, which at a time when there is a need to think quickly on their feet and arrive at a going-in position.
All the while trying to run a country and preparing for 2024. Well,
at the moment, country comes first by coming second.
Yes.
The political situation within the party in the short term, and short term is 2 weeks, is more important to resolve in an orderly way, but mindful of the country's imperatives. And the country's imperative is simply that this: you cannot afford to have a president who's compromised.
Yes.
We can't go back to that situation where, you know, we must have continued fights one after another because the president's office is embroiled in scandal.
Thanks so much, Ongama Mtimka. Clear and very, very, very forceful views, I think, as to what the right thing to do would be, both for the president and the ANC. What are your thoughts? 011-883-0702.